This edition of Kosher Tidbits will discuss separating fish and meat. How to maintain a kosher kitchen 101 is about keeping things separate. Separate dairy meat utensils, separate dairy meat dishes, and separate dairy and meat tablecloths. Some may also have separate countertops, sinks, ovens, and perhaps even separate sides of the kitchen. Nevertheless, while we routinely focus on ensuring that under no circumstances will we allow milk and meat to ever possibly mix in our kitchens, there are other kinds of potential problematic mixtures that we do not dwell on nearly as much as basar b'chalav. There is much discussion in halachic literature about the mixing of meat and fish, with practical consequences for kashrus agencies and consumers alike. This article will focus on some of the issues associated with mixing meat and fish and their practical ramifications. The Gemara in Psachim states, fish and meat should not be eaten together since it may inflict tsaras, leprosy. Although, strictly speaking, mixing meat and fish may not be forbidden in the same sense as mixing milk and meat, since combining the two creates a sakana, a danger, Chazal have warned us about the consequences of eating them together. As a result, because there is a potential danger resulting from a meat and fish mixture, the Shulchan Aruch forbids combining meat and fish based on the warning of Chazal. Combining meat and fish can occur in a number of different scenarios. For example, fish and meat could be cooked together in different pans, while in the same oven, cooked together in the same pan, cooked separately but share a common pan, eaten together or one right after the other. The Shulchan Aruch and Poskim address these situations and provide guidelines for each. The Ramah writes that fish and meat should not be roasted in the same oven, even assuming that they are kept separately in the oven. However, if this was done, the food is nevertheless permitted. This is because the only concern in this instance would be of aroma from one passing to the other. While we generally try to avoid transfer of aroma from different foods that may compromise another, aroma is not subject to the same rules as tam, taste. The easiest way to address this and avoid the situation is by simply covering the meat or fish while in the oven. Another similar, perhaps more common, shayla that touches on this issue is if it is proper to eat Shabbos challahs with fish or meat if simultaneously baked with the other. The Taz writes that an indirect transfer of aroma is certainly permissible in this case. The Mechaber, based on a position of the Rush, requires one to wash their hands between eating meat and fish, as well as eating soaked bread in order to rinse out and cleanse the mouth. However, the Ramah, based on the Mordechai, disagreed. According to the Ramah, washing hands is not necessary, and it is sufficient to simply eat and drink something in between fish and meat. While fish and meat may not be cooked or eaten together, there may be exceptions. Although the Taz took the position that any proportion of fish and meat mixed and cooked together is prohibited, the Shach disagreed and maintained that the rules of Bittul B'Shishim, nullification in 60, should apply. The Taz reasoned that since the separation between fish and meat is attributed to Sakana, the standard rules of Bittul are insufficient. While the Shach assumed that if a fish or meat taste is nullified in a mixture, there should be no concern of danger. Later authorities accepted either position, with most notably the Chachmas Adam siding with the Taz, and Chovas Yar, Shvus Yaakov, and Chasam Sofer following the Shach. This dispute is actually very relevant, since there are times that fish derivatives may find their way into manufactured food. Even when present in minuscule proportions, according to the Taz, it is still prohibited to eat a food containing a fish derivative with meat. For example, omega-3 fatty acids, which are usually derived from fish, are periodically added to food because of their nutritional benefits. Another common example includes the addition of anchovies to Worcestershire sauce. In instances such as these, some kosher agencies have opted to require the word fish to appear on the label adjacent to the kosher symbol, while others have not, with the difference in policy primarily rooted in the discussion above. Another important consideration while weighing this issue is whether the concern of sakana when mixing fish and meat exists nowadays. The Maglev Ram points out that there is no mention of this prohibition by the Rambam, despite the fact that elsewhere he lists in the Yad HaZaka other activities that are prohibited, since they place a person in danger. Although the common custom is to separate between fish and meat, Hechsherim that are lenient in this area base that position on the fact that the Magen Avraham appears to assume that this sakana no longer exists, but even assuming that the sakana is still a valid concern, according to the Shach and many other respected authorities, the fish component is nullified in the food. Another frequent question is whether one may use common cooking or baking utensils for fish and meat, with a common application, sharing a grill for both. The Taz writes that the sakana posed from combining fish and meat exists only when they or their residue actually come into contact with one another. However, assuming that common kelim are clean, there is only a concern of an absorbed taste transfer from the walls of the utensil to the food. In this case, one may be lenient, with the assumption that there is no concern of sakana from an absorbed taste imparted from a utensil. Although many grills are filthy, if they are cleaned properly or the leftover residue is thoroughly burnt out, according to the Taz, the grill may be used for both meat and fish. Consumers are advised that when dealing with this issue in any context, chamira sakanta miyusura. This subject is no different than any of the shaylin yerodeya, and questions should be posed to one's posting. Thank you very much for tuning into this edition of Kosher Tidbits.